नमामीशमीशान निर्वाणरूपं विभुं व्यापकं ब्रह्मवेदस्वरूपम्। रुद्राष्टकमिदं प्रोक्तं विप्रेण हरतोषये, ये पठन्ति नरा भक्त्या तेषां शम्भुः प्रसीदति।
ॐ शान्ति। Today, our topic is the formula of love, which is the essential ingredient of our life. Without love, no life. So, we have to find out the formula of love. Baba has given all the formulae for establishing love in the self and for others. Unless we become soul consciousness, we cannot love. But because Baba has taught us universal love, just not for the self, for the whole world, whether they are BKs or non-BKs, we have to express our love to the fullest extent. The second formula that Baba has given is unlimited distaste. Only when we have unlimited distaste, we can have love. And the third thing is, Baba has given us detached observer. So when there is detached observation, then we can have law, because we never go into a judgment or criticism or any other negative aspects of any other's life. So we always look into positive side of everything. So when we become detached observer, we are able to preserve that energy. Law means, they say, lots of valuable energy. That is law. So that is the highest frequency that we can transmit to the whole world. Love is the highest frequency that we can transmit to the whole world. You know, the love is unconditional also. You cannot have any condition for loving anybody, loving the souls, no conditions. So when we have the stage of detached observer, we are able to appreciate everything, and we are able to love each and every soul, whoever it may be, whatever it may be its stage, whether he is doing wrong things or good things, whatever it may be, we still have love for that soul. This is the main practice, because we are not fully equipped, whatever Baba has said, with that stage to love everyone. Whenever we see some defects in anybody, the love starts diminishing. This we have to check. We have to become the watchman of our thoughts, whether it is diminishing or it is still the same. Love is still the same, because it is very subtle. So we have to check at every moment of our life. After seeing somebody doing wrong, whether you are able to still maintain that stage of loving that soul. There was one story when Sakar Baba was there. Some sisters were staying with Sakar Baba for nearly 2 weeks. And Baba was sitting in the courtyard. The sister asked Baba, "Baba, we are staying with you for last 2 weeks. We are effort makers. We are not achieved, or we are not come to that stage of perfection. There are some defects in us. And we have been with you for many days, and you know, you must have observed some weaknesses in us, because everyone has weaknesses. Baba, please tell us our weaknesses, so that we can correct ourselves and move to a higher stage of our Brahmin life." Baba did not speak anything. Baba just left that place and went near the swing, you know, near Baba's hut. There is a swing. Baba went and sat there. The sister did not stop at that time. They followed him. They followed Baba and asked Baba, "Baba, please tell us our mistakes and weaknesses, so that we can correct ourselves." Baba said, "I don't see any weaknesses in my children." Because he is such a powerful, highest stage Baba had, he never sees any mistakes in his children. Whereas even it is not visible for Baba, the mistakes. So such a high stage Baba had, and we have to attain that stage, so that when we love a soul, we don't see our mistakes. You don't see their mistakes. Even in the family, Laukik family also, when the children are, you know, disobeying, and we still love them, So in Brahmin family also, or in the world also, we still love people, love the souls, even if they are going to all sorts of negative things in their life, still we have to love them. Suppose somebody becomes sick, they say he is going through a karmic account. It's not the law. When you express, oh yes, it's just, you simply say, he's going through the karmic account. No, it is not love. But we simply apply the laws of life. No, there is no law. Only law is love. There is no formula for love. Love is the formula. At any point of time, and yet at any point of situation, to whomsoever you are referring to, we still express only love. That is only possible when we become soul consciousness and God consciousness. Because when we came to Baba, Baba never saw our flaws. Whatever we had done through all ages, he did not see us. He just loved us. So like that, when we have that love for each and every one, then when we have detached observer, when we have the stage of detached observer, then we are able to love each and every soul on this earth. Otherwise, we lose our energy with hating and pointing out the mistakes of others. We lose our energy. The highest level of energy you can maintain only when you have the love for such souls, for all the souls. So once I was not in this gyan, so there was a brother and we had little bit of argument, and he stopped talking to me. Then, so we were like that. Even I tried to talk with him, but he never talked with me. And once he became a sick, once he became sick, he was hospitalized. Then there was no one, because no one was, you know, was mixing with him. So there was no one to take care of him. So he went through an operation. So then I went, you know, voluntarily I went to look after him. I was with him for one month I was with him in the hospital. He used to sleep on the bed, I used to sleep under the bed for 1 month. So because those days, you know, hospitals had, you know, very shortage of beds and everything. So every day I used to serve him. Every day bringing medicine, food and everything. But he never talked with me. Even after discharge, he did not talk with me. But I was serving. Okay. So this was a gift Baba had given to me. So even somebody hates you or dislikes you, you still love him. It is a challenge. It is a challenge. It is not easy. So love, you know, we can describe love, you know, very simple, you know, very easy subject to just talk about love. But very difficult to imbibe, because there are subtle energies which will bring down, you know, the negative energies which will bring down our stage, especially in Brahmin family. So Baba always says you have to see the original, the qualities of the soul. Because every soul is, you know, divinity. It's a divinity inside, you know, potentially divine. So every soul has its own original qualities. Love, peace and happiness, all that is there. So we see the present stage of the soul and we lose our energy also. When you have constant awareness that we have to give support to this soul. We have to give support only through the love. So Baba, you know, when we came to this knowledge, we never saw Baba, but we saw the love and affection of the dadis. So Baba had, you know, given to these dadis all this love, and they expressed that love to us also. They transmitted that love energy to us. That's why we are, you know, we are, because we are, you know, in this knowledge for this long time because of the love of Baba. Knowledge is secondary, but the love is first. Baba, with the love, he was able to attract all these souls into this Brahmin family. So Baba never sees our mistakes or our imperfections. No, never. So we have to have that stage of, you know, love for everyone, whoever it may be, whether he is a BK or a non-BK. Same law. If non-BK is there, we say, just avoid him. No. Love is love for anybody, isn't it? So what steps we can take to have that stage of love, you know, of perfect love? We are imperfect. We know we are on the stage of effort makers, and we still are doing effort to reach the stage of Baba, to become equal to the Father. So what step you can take? Just tell us. Increase the sphere of consciousness. Yes. Because this energy is this unconditional love. So, what steps we can take? Just be humble. So then, if somebody is making a mistake, we should have, whatever he does in our life, he comes, you know, create some mischiefs in our life. We should have, like a child, yes. We should have unconditional forgiveness. This is very, very most important. You forgive. At any cost, forgive. Whatever he has ditched you, he has cheated you, he is telling lies about you, he is creating a bad atmosphere about you. You just forgive. Unconditional forgiveness. Yeah. You have become a mother, you become an ancestor. So if you have the stage of an ancestor, so you forgive everyone because they are your progeny. They are your own creations. So your own creation you forgive, isn't it? So if you have unconditional forgiveness, it is not easy. We have to every time watch our thoughts and our stage. Bring it to that unconditional forgiveness stage. So this is very important. Unconditional forgiveness, unconditional love. And if you have that, the stage of ancestor, then you are able to forgive everyone. You have to be able to embrace everyone. Baba says, embrace the whole cosmos with your love. Become an ancestor. Sustaining the whole world, even the five elements with love. So everyone belongs to you. You are all connected. Not just only with Brahmin family, you are connected to the whole world. So you can't neglect, you cannot just reject anyone from your heart. Your heart should expand to the whole cosmos. Then only you can love, you can love. The other ways, if you distinguish, if we make, you know, separate issue of BK and non-BK, all this is limited. So you have to go beyond the limits of all this, you know, body consciousness. then lived in body consciousness, then soul consciousness, and God consciousness. Because God gives that strength, that power to love everyone. Otherwise, it is not possible, because every time, every moment, we are coming down from our level of that stage of full awareness, that love. So, every moment we have to check whether we are coming down from our stage or we are still loving. Somebody doing some mistakes, immediately our level comes down. But Baba was not like that. Baba still loves them. So, I remember, because today Baba said, if you have love for the father and for the service, you love everyone, you love the family. So, what we have to do is, Baba, why is he teaching all these things? Baba wants to create heaven on this earth, which is full of love only. So when we have love, we have the energy. We conserve our energy for the Baba's service. When we hate, when dislike others, we dissipate our energy. Our energy levels goes down, with which we cannot do Baba's service. Only are then the highest level of energy, that transmitting energy, whatever it is here. Broadcasting energy is love. So it is, I should be always natural, continuous nature, love, only love, nothing else. So love is a formula. There is no formula for love. Love is a formula. So I was, one story is there, but when you have service, when you have for love for the people, you end up in some troubles also. I was in Rome airport. So one lady came. I was sitting in a bench of three chairs. One lady came. She told me to vacate the chair. I would like to lie down. Then I said, okay, I just vacated the chair. It was in Rome airport. So, I just asked her, why you want to lie down? She said, I had a continuous vomiting. So, I can't stand or sit. I want to lie down. My flight was about 2 hours to Bombay from Rome. I told her, why don't you get a tablet, vomiting tablet? She said, I don't know Italian language. So I can't, communicate with them. I knew some Italian words. So I told her, I'll bring you a tablet, don't worry. Because it was just love. I don't know her. I just out of, the way, I just wanted to help her. So I went to one dispensary was there. I just knocked at the door and asked him, I told him, there's a lady who's vomiting. So I want a tablet. He searched all these shelves and there was no tablet. All other tablets were there, but there was no tablet for vomiting. He said, you go down, there is another dispensary, you will get it there. So for going down, I have to go through all security check again. Already I come out of the security check and everything. Again, I have to go to a security check and everything. So I went through, because I got 2 hours, I'll just bring the tablet and give her. So I went down after security check. I went to another dispensary. There also he searched all the tablets, but there was no tablet for vomiting. This happened, the doctor. So he said, I told this, she is very, suffering, you want anti-vomiting tablet. He said, there is a Red Cross hospital outside the airport. So you go there. You'll get tablets there. Say, to go outside the airport, you need a visa. You need a visa. So I told her, I don't have visa. So he said, I will give 1 hour visa for you. You can go outside and come back. But you have to go with a two policemen. Policeman will take you and policeman will bring back. So that you don't run away in the Rome city. And so he said like that. Then I went to outside for with 1 hour visa. I went to Red Cross Hospital just outside the airport. Then I told the doctor, because I cannot tell, I have got, she's having vomiting sensation. I just told the doctor that I am having vomiting, because he will not give tablet. He will tell, bring her. So it is not possible. So I told, I am having vomiting sensation, so I need tablets, I said. Then he said, okay, lie down, I will check. He said, okay, lie down. Check, okay, I acted, I lie down. Then after 5 minutes, I saw he is bringing a syringe. He is bringing a syringe. And then I immediately got up. I mean, I don't want an injection. I am afraid of injections. So give me tablets. So he said, no, you have to take injection. It will have immediate effect. No, I don't want injection. Like that, I tried to run away. These two policemen caught me and made me lie down on the bed again. I'm getting up, they are putting me back into the bed. I screamed, I don't want tablet. I don't want injection. Then he scolded me like anything, the doctor, and told the nurse, that you give me a tablet. So the nurse came with one glass of water, one tablet. Okay, take it. So what can I do? So I told her I can't take it now because the flight is still 1 hour. So I can't take it now. I'll just take it before, just 15 minutes before the flight take off. So give me a tablet. So she scolded me like anything. Oh, you are acting like a mad person, like that she told me. So then I told her, she then argued with me and scolded me. And finally, she brought one tablet for me. Okay, take it and get away from this place, she told me. I told her, I want two tablets. One tablet may not work. With difficulty, she gave me two tablets. By the time I went through all again checking, again visa, from the airport, my name was already announcing because my luggage had gone into the flight. They want, Nagraj, you board the flight, announcement. I immediately ran to that woman and gave two tablets, rushed into my flight. So why I am telling is, suppose if you have love for someone, unconditional love, you enter into problem. So you can't say why I'm having this problem. I just, with selfless service I did. I don't know this woman. I don't know who she is. I did not ask. I'd never seen again her. I did not even inquired about her. Who are you and all that. No, just out of love, I just wanted to give a tablet to her. So this happened. So whenever you want to love a person and help him out of the way, you have to go through all these turmoils or difficulties. He can't escape. So Baba says, you just love everyone. That's all. There is no compromise in this. I love 50% or 75%, no compromise. Love is love. That's all. But we are still on the path of achieving that stage, that unconditional love, unlimited love, unlimited forgiveness, unconditional forgiveness. This is required. Without this, we can't become a deity. Because deities in your temples, many devotees are coming. Of all sorts, of all personalities, you have to still love them, no? He is a thief, he is arrogant, He's a liar. He's a cheater. No. On a soul level, you have to love. On a soul level. On a human level, you used to love the people. That was only conditional. Now we have to enter into the unconditional love, unlimited love. We have to break the boundaries. Otherwise, we can't enter into that unlimitedness. Today, Baba also said, unlimited sannyas, unlimited renunciation. Why that renunciation is required? Why that distaste is required? Why this the detached observer stage is required? Why it is required? Unconditional forgiveness is required. Why it is required? Tell us, why? Because you lose when we are attached. Detachment is required. We want to conserve our energy for Baba's task of transforming this Kali Yuga, this Iron Age into Golden Age. All that energy we have to conserve, which we have lost, in about 5,000 years. We have to conserve for Baba's service. That is the only purpose. Why Baba tells all these things? To conserve our energy, to energy, and transmit that energy into the whole world. Our energy is required for the whole world. We have to pacify someone. We have to remove the sorrows of many people in this world. That is a task given to us by Baba. We have to become perfect. In that perfection, we have the conservation of the energy. Okay, Om Shanti.